Earthquakes. Sometimes, with no warning, the ground itself shakes. It feels like the most solid, unmoving thing there is, so it's a shock to feel the earth move. But the ground is not one solid piece. It's broken into enormous slabs, and those slabs are slowly, constantly moving. Picture the hard outer shell of the earth as cracked all over, like the shell of a hard-boiled egg that's been tapped, broken into giant pieces. These huge pieces are called plates, and the whole ground sits on top of them. The plates float on hotter, softer rock underneath, and they creep along far too slowly to feel, about as fast as your fingernails grow. Where two plates meet, they rub against each other as they move. But they don't always slide smoothly. Often the rough edges catch and stick, locking together while the plates keep trying to move, like two people leaning against each other, each pushing, neither giving way. Pressure builds and builds at the stuck spot. Then, all at once, the edges break free, and the plates lurch past each other in a sudden jolt. All that built-up push is released in an instant. That sudden lurch sends a shudder racing out through the ground in every direction, and that's the shaking you feel as an earthquake. So an earthquake isn't the ground breaking for no reason. It's the giant plates of the earth, which have been pressing against each other and stuck for a long time, finally slipping all at once.